USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Hurricane Dorian approaches the southeastern United States, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says it's unclear exactly what path it's going to take. But it is pretty clear that it's going to affect Florida for sure.
You know, you should assume you're going to lose power. If you're in an area that flooded during Hurricane Irma and you're impacted by this, you should assume that you're going to see flooding again after this storm and be prepared for potentially a multi-day event.
The storm expected to be a powerful Category 3, maybe even Category 4, when it hits Florida sometime late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. A one-year-old child is dead after being left in a hot car in North Carolina. It's the 37th time this year that a child in America has died of heat exhaustion in a vehicle. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 15% tariff set to go into effect on billions of Chinese imports on Sunday, a consequence of the ongoing U.S. trade war. The goods include clothing, TVs, diapers, coffee, meat, cheese, and textbooks. Consumers might not notice a big jump in the price right away, though, because several big retailers and suppliers have stocked up on goods in advance of the tariffs taking effect. Chicago's in a financial crisis, Mayor Lori Lightfoot saying during last night's State of the City address. The city has about an $838 million deficit in 2020.
And if $838 million sounds like it's big, it's because it is. It's the largest in our recent history.
Millions of Americans traveling for the Labor Day weekend, with experts saying starting today about 17.5 million will be flying, up almost 4% from last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A New York man is facing 8 years behind bars after pleading guilty to charges related to a possible terrorist plot. The FBI arresting the 21-year-old man in Montana after he rented a rifle at a shooting range, and they say he then told several people online he wanted to go overseas and fight for ISIS, also expressing a desire to attack targets in the U.S., including gay nightclubs, a federal building, and an Army recruiting center. He later lied to an FBI agent about ever making the claims. He's pleaded guilty to charges of making false statements to the FBI involving international terrorism. He'll be sentenced for that in December, and prosecutors say more charges could be coming. Apple is making it easier to get the iPhone and other electronics fixed. The company is going to let more independent third-party repair shops use the same tools it gives authorized service providers. The program only available for now in the United States. And talk about a shell game. A Pennsylvania man's going to prison for trafficking in protected turtles. The Department of Justice says 64-year-old David Summers poached thousands of diamondback terrapins and their eggs in New Jersey and illegally sold them between 2011 and 2017. He's been sentenced to 6 months in jail and must pay $250,000 in restitution. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.